Seattle, Washington. In the Pacific Northwest. Home to the NFL champion Seahawks. And just a short 26-hour and 1,700-mile drive to the Twin Cities.
That was a long drive, but back here, see all the cornfields and stuff, reminds me, it's all the good memories we've had here as a family.
It's quite the road trip, but for one family, it was well worth it.
I bleed purple and gold, and I love watching the Vikes play, you know. Dante Culpepper, Randy Moss growing up. Now seeing Teddy B come in is just brings hope to me. And Chad Greenway all the way.
Kai Desmet is not just a fan of the Vikings. The 19-year-old bases his entire life off the Vikings' schedule on Sundays.
I was raised here in a little town called Mineota. And so the passion I've had for the Vikings is all Kai. You know, he was 3 years old and he wanted to be Dante Culpepper for Halloween. It was awesome, you know, and it's that's him. You know, his colors for his bracelets are purple and gold for his team, the Minnesota Vikings.
Kai not only brings an endless passion for the purple, but he is also an inspiration to all.
Past year, I've been battling cancer, rare childhood cancer called desmoplastic small round cell tumor. Just taught me to keep fighting, you know, it doesn't matter what goes on in your life, you know, you always live for the next day. And Tim McGraw has a song, Live Like You're Dying, and that's one of the songs I live by.
Kai graduated in June of 2013. He was golfing, getting ready to go start college golf. And we went camping a couple weeks in August, and he thought he ate something bad. So the next day, we took him into the doctor, felt Kai his abdomen, and immediately knew that he had a football-sized tumor. Everything that was important to us was our family and coming together. And to see your son go through that, I was thinking the chemo was the worst. No, it was the radiation. Seeing him, just and the pain it's putting on him and what it's doing to you, you know. But then his body couldn't take any more of the platelets. His body just wouldn't recover. They stopped, and so now we're scared. Kai, his body can't take any more. Can't take any more radiation. Can't take any more chemotherapy. And so we ran scans, and there was nothing. So we're happy. We're just grateful. Like, wow, we did it. We beat it. Well, with this type of cancer, we don't know if we ever beat it. But you know, we live life to the fullest. Anything we can for our kids and for family, we do.
His favorite football team had a little surprise for him this week. After making the 2-day journey across the country, he had an opportunity to be a special guest at practice and meet the Minnesota Vikings.
He's a Vikings fan from Seattle, right?
Yep.
Whereabouts in Seattle?
Gig Harbor, Tacoma area.
Yeah, we gotcha. Yeah. Got a few players from there.
Yeah.
All right. He's been battling cancer, has had successfully finished 7 rounds of chemo, 30 sessions of radiation, and a 10-hour surgery. He's here to celebrate a win with the Vikings.
That's right. Let's go. Let's go. Break down, guys.
On 3, Vikes. 1, 2, 3, Vikes.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you,
Blair.
Nice to meet you.
When an opportunity comes for a young fan to meet his favorite team and players, it doesn't matter how long the drive was to make it happen. But Kai Desmet's journey to Minnesota was more than a 26-hour trip. It was overcoming a rare form of cancer, beating the odds, and having the courage and determination to never give up from any obstacle.
Believe, hope, have only positive expectations. That's a famous motto in our cancer world. Hope, hope always. And Kai beats this. And he gets back to enjoying life, going back to college, doing what a 19-year-old's supposed to be doing.
I kind of have the mindset of just, you know, forgetting about stuff, you know. Live to the next day, pretty much, you know. So, yeah, I mean, this isn't something I'll just forget. I'll always remember this one.